Hello, and welcome to Champions for Change. Today we will be discussing the question, is technology a constructive tool that should be used in the classroom? I'm Sarah Grace Griswold. I'm here with a group of students from Cincinnati Christian University. Currently, I'm a junior education student.
I'm Lauren Weiskopf, and I am a senior.
I'm Sarah Rall, and I am a sophomore.
I'm Lainey Bush, and I'm a senior.
And I'm Laura Simones, a senior.
We are all currently pursuing education degrees and are at various stages in our academic careers.
From my observations, technology can be very beneficial in the classroom. Even if you are a technophobic teacher, there are still many easy ways to incorporate technology into your classroom. Some of my favorite ways to add technology are through WebQuest, class web pages, online grading systems, email exchange systems, and publishing my students' work. These provide our students with interactive learning experiences, easy ways to keep the students and their parents updated, and ways to inspire your students to strive for academic excellence.
Those are all great ideas, Sarah. I really like the idea of incorporating technology into my lessons. In an article titled, Teachers' Vital Role in Bringing Technology into the Classroom, Lois Tinson says, "Our young people deserve the best education we can give them, and that means opening the way for telecommunications, cyberspace, and computers."
But at what point does technology take away from the classroom? Students associate technology with games and social media, so when they enter the classroom, they focus on this and often get distracted and off task.
Yeah, I agree with Lainey. Like, for example, when I was in high school, kids would install games onto their calculators, and they'd be sitting in their desks playing games while the professor stood at the front of the classroom and was completely oblivious to what was going on. And even though the technologies are constantly changing and upgrading, kids are always going to find and invent newer ways to play while they're in school instead of focusing their learning on what's going on in the classroom.
Exactly. I did it in school, so will others.
As a student, I didn't begin using calculators that had the capability to play games until we were sophomores. In junior high, the students that were in the class did not have these calculators or even smartphones to play games on. Even without technology, there were students who passed notes and talked to each other and paid little attention to the lesson being taught. Regardless of what you're using in your classroom, paper and pencil, or calculators, there will still be ways for students to become distracted from the lesson. As the educators, we do not place the blame on pencils and papers when students are passing notes. So then why do we place the blame on technology when the distractions students find in it?
From my understanding, technology provides students with a neat way to express themselves. Del Siegel, an associate professor of education psychology at the University of Connecticut, states that the internet provides a common platform for gifted and talented children to share their ideas. I believe that this statement is proven in current classrooms today. Personally, I've seen students who are struggling with social skills excel greatly by using advanced technology in the classroom.
I completely agree with Sarah Grace. For example, when I volunteer to help teach special education students, technology such as iPads has significantly improved student communications, especially for nonverbal students. For example, these students can easily touch pictures on their iPads to express their thoughts, feelings, and emotions. The iPad will then vocalize what the student is intending to communicate.
Technology can be a great addition to a classroom if used correctly. However, in the article, Technology in the Classroom, Helpful or Harmful, Samantha Cleaver discusses some key points as to why technology can be a setback or why it can be beneficial. In it, she states that even with the advancement in technology in the classroom, test scores have not changed. So is it really helping to advance the lessons students are learning, or is it something we just tend to add in because it is popular and we think it is the only way to engage students? To me, it seems like students can sufficiently learn with or without technology. Again, I think technology can greatly help a student, but if a teacher does not know how to properly use the technology beforehand and they feel it is not beneficial, then I think technology is not necessary for the lesson.
So how do you recommend fixing the problem of teachers who don't know as much about technology? And how can we, as upcoming educators, improve on this issue?
Well, I think the easiest solution to that problem would just be to let the teacher teach. I mean, all the teachers have gone to college, earned a degree, and are, I would consider them to be experts in their field. So I don't agree that the government should place certain technology standards onto teachers, such as the ISTE standards that we're familiar with, because those bureaucrats, like, they don't know the students like the teachers know them, and they don't know the education field like the teachers do. So it's my professional opinion that it's an educator's job to reach and teach each of their students in the most effective way possible. So if the teacher is doing this job, they'll already be an effective educator, whether or not that includes using technology in the classroom. I don't think it's right for anyone in Washington to decide that a teacher's incorporation of technology determines his or her effectiveness as an educator.
I understand what you're saying, Laura, but however, in today's world, we are required to do it. So with that being said, at what age do we think that technology should be incorporated into the classroom?
Well, I think that technology is beneficial even as early as kindergarten. Recently, I've had the opportunity to observe in a kindergarten classroom weekly, and the children have been working with technology since day one. There are two main ways that they incorporate technology into the classroom. First, there is a class set of 3 iPads that the students are able to use as a center during work time. The students use the iPads to play educational games, and they really enjoy the chance to learn and have fun simultaneously. Each center lasts for only about 15 minutes, so the time that the students spend on the iPads is limited. The second way that technology manifests itself in this classroom is through the use of computers. The students use computers as well for educational games during free time. However, they are most beneficial for assessments. Each quarter, the students take an assessment on the computer that is tailored to their current level of development. The assessment is not simply a one-size-fits-all test. Instead, the questions are given based on the students' previous answers. This is a very short description to explain a much more complicated process. Nonetheless, when the assessments are completed, the teacher is able to see graphs, charts, and percentages that record the students' progress at that point in time. The teacher can then use this information to guide her instruction and meet the needs of each student.
I think technology can be introduced at any age. However, I also think that having too much technology in the classroom can affect the social and emotional aspect of the classroom. Have you guys ever seen children sitting at restaurants or doctor's offices, waiting and playing on their iPads instead of sitting there patiently and socializing with those around them?
Yep.
I feel like those situations are easily being integrated into the classroom. It is so convenient to just hand a student a piece of technology and say, hey, use this app to study and learn, so that they are occupied while teachers are handling other situations and activities. Also, if each student is on their own iPad or computer, constantly working on their individual activities, then they are losing the ability and opportunity to work with their peers and learning how to properly interact and gain social skills.
I mean, I completely agree. The answer to using technology is not simply to occupy students so that they aren't bored. However, why can't we find a productive way to use it instead? Do you all think that this is because the finances for it are lacking?
Yeah, and what about the overall financial aspects of using technology? Does this connect in any way to the socioeconomic status of the school districts?
Well, there are some ways for students to apply for extra financial aid. Unfortunately, these scholarships, such as the Alan Shepard Technology and Education Award, only provide about $1,000 in funding a year. These scholarships provide some type of grant, but they do not have a large enough amount of money to buy items in bulk. Sadly, this money will only be able to buy about 1 or 2 computers or another system of technology. It would not be enough money to provide computers or iPads or whatever technology you're purchasing for each and every student in your classroom. If the technology is required in our classrooms, I believe that we need to have the finances to actually do so.
Moreover, even if students have technology in the classroom, that does not mean they will be able to finish their assignments that involve using technology at home. For example, students who have internet access are at such an advantage compared to students who do not.
Exactly, Sarah. I see that problem too, and it persists in a lot of different ways. So, like, similarly to what I was saying earlier about how I think it's wrong for teachers to be forced into using technology that they could teach fine without. I think that when instructional technologies are thrusted upon teachers who are untrained on how to use them, the technologies often lay in the corners of classrooms unused and collecting dust. And Larry Rosen said something similar in his article, Teaching the iGeneration. He says, the point is not to teach with technology, but to use the technology to convey content more powerfully and efficiently. So I think that's the goal of using technology in the classroom. Instead of just using it for technology's sake, you're using it to enhance the lesson.
That's such a great point, Laura. Once again, in my article, Lois Tinson states, It's important to remember that no machine can ever replace the one-on-one interaction between a teacher and a student. Technology is a tool and is only as effective as the person using it. We should never just throw in technology because we are told to. First, we need to do our absolute best to think positively about the task before us. Only then will we be able to truly find a way to use technology to convey content more powerfully and efficiently, as Laura previously mentioned.
So can we all agree that technology can be a useful tool if it is implemented properly?
Absolutely. There are many pros and cons of incorporating technology into your classroom. I believe that teachers need to have a balance between old school learning styles and modern ways which use technology.
I agree. Technology is a great tool that we can use to impact students positively. It should not be the only avenue through which we are teaching, but it is intended to be a gateway and resource that we can use in our classrooms.
Yes, I do think that it can be a useful educational tool, so long as it enhances a lesson that would otherwise be lacking.
While we all may feel differently about the correct way to use technology in the classroom, we acknowledge that there is no exact right answer that will solve the problems of every classroom. It all comes down to what is right to each of us as future educators, and what's right for every other educator out there. But more importantly, it's all about what is right or wrong for the 25 individual learners in our classrooms each year. In our future classrooms, we will all do our best to provide our students with a classroom environment where they feel free to learn and engage, whether this be with or without technology. This concludes our podcast. Thanks for listening.
The information for this podcast was found from 5 separate articles. The article that I had found was titled "Teachers' Vital Role in Bringing Technology into the Classroom" by Lois Tinson.
The article I referenced was "Technology in the Classroom: Helpful or Harmful" by Samantha Cleaver.
The article I reference is called "Teaching the I Generation," and it's by Larry D. Rosen.
The title of the article in which I used was called 12 Easy Ways to Use Technology in the Classroom, Even for Technophobic Teachers, and it was written by Kim Haynes.
And lastly, the article that I referenced was entitled Gifted Students and Technology, an interview with Del Siegel.